This is an All Ears English bonus, debunking myths, and a web class invitation.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner, Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
Do you feel you don't have enough time in the day to improve your English? This is a myth. Today, we debunk it and provide three ways you can improve your English today. Aubrey, it is us on All Ears English. Why? What are we doing over here?
I know. It's so fun to be on All Ears English with you, Jessica.
We are
telling you guys about a web class that's coming up. This is a very exciting one. We want to make sure you guys have all the details because if you work in English, you need language specific to be able to ask for a promotion. This is huge, right, Jessica?
Exactly, guys. You will learn specific, vocabulary phrases and specific ways you can feel more confident, right? All of these strategies are meant to be inspirational and motivational. Like, this is going to be an amazing web class, guys. English skills, yes, but you're going to finish this web class like just ready, like raring to go to take that next step in your profession. So today, guys, we want to share with you a little bit about this web class and one of the myths that we will rebuke. There's a good fancy word, rebuke, in the web class. So guys, real fast, the sign up link to grab your spot, allearsenglish.com/promotion, is where you sign up for March 6th or 9th. So what are we going to teach our students today?
Yes, exactly. So we're going to teach you guys a myth. And this one is that you don't have enough time in your day to really improve your English, right? A lot of people believe that. We know, yep, we have listeners out there who believe that. I have thought that myself about learning Spanish or French. Like, yep, I just don't have time to squeeze it in.
Totally.
But this is a myth, you guys. It is not true. And we are going to teach you three ways that you can improve your English today, every day.
Exactly. We're in the beginning of this web class. We're going to disrupt your beliefs that are getting in the way, right? And this is something like self-improvement sort of books and stuff like that. This is what all of that literature says, is like, take away these negative beliefs that are in your way, right? It's all mental. So this is the biggest one, saying, I don't have enough time to study English. Guys, yes, you do. So here are the three things you can do today, tomorrow, the next day, to fit English into your life and actually improve every single day. So in the morning, I'm going to take this first one, guys, because this is something that I started doing in my routine this year, 2021. So I make sure to, while I'm eating breakfast, I take 30 minutes to study. So I have been studying Spanish because I really want to get back into Spanish, but once or twice a week, I have this book on philosophy that I also study. So guys, whatever that means for you, but it should be reading something and writing something, right? So while you're eating breakfast, guys, you're like reading and highlighting, and then you finish eating, and then go ahead and take some notes in your notebook, but you're like activating your brain at that time.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah, Yes. Okay, guys. And I'm going to take the second one, which is something you can do while you're eating lunch. Make sure to eat lunch, guys. Stay healthy. Keep your body fueled and fuel your mind while you're eating. If you're like me, you love to watch TV while you eat. And you can do this in English. Practice your listening skills. Watch a sitcom so that it's a little more just like entertaining, fun, gives you a break from your workday.
Exactly.
But also you're learning English. You're engaging yourself in something interesting. So we would recommend Parks and Recreation,
I love it.
Or The Good Place. These are both lighthearted, fun, but have such great vocabulary, slang, such good native pronunciation. The
and
Office.
Guys, like, this is how natives talk to each other at work and in life, right? Because this, of course, is a business English web class, but you got to remember, like, you want to sound like a native. Like, I don't speak much differently when I'm talking to my colleague Aubrey than I do when I'm talking to, like, a friend outside.
Exactly, right? On some of these sitcoms, you really see how natives talk to each other at work, especially like The Office and Parks and Recreation, where it is set at their place of work.
It's all at the workplace,
Exactly, right? So it's ideal. So guys, listen, you can watch it with subtitles on so that you can make sure you understand every word, but sometimes test yourself, watch with subtitles off and see how much you're understanding. Do you understand more than you did a couple of weeks ago? And you will see your listening skills improve. Even if you only take 10 or 15 minutes for a quick lunch, that 10 or 15 minutes to watch a sitcom on TV will improve your listening skills.
Totally, exactly. And then at night, guys, we want you to listen to an audio book. I love audiobooks. I get into audiobooks just like in the past year, I've really gotten into them. I borrow them from the local library, so it's free, and I'm always listening to a book. And I finish a book a week because I'm always walking, doing laundry, cooking. So guys, after your work day and you're like, my brain is tired, I cannot study anything else, listen to a fun audiobook. I know a lot of our students are very motivated and very into books that are about self-improvement. Choose one of those books, right? I prefer memoirs, biographies, and autobiographies. That's like all I listen to.
So
while you're going for a walk, maybe after dinner, while you're cleaning up the kitchen, because we all love that, cleaning up the kitchen, doing dishes, just pop in your earbuds, get a little me time while you're doing the chores, and improve your English at the same time. So guys, please write these three actions down. Commit to including them in your routine for the next 5 days, guys. And while you're at it, sign up for our web class, guys. You do not want to miss this. Aubrey and I will be there live. You will have a chance to talk to us at the end, ask us questions. Guys, you do not want to miss this webinar, all about how to get that next promotion, that raise, that next opportunity professionally in English. So sign up, allearsenglish.com/promotion.
Exactly. Guys, these fill up too. So I think a lot of students don't realize that. You got to get in there, reserve your spot early because they can fill up and then you won't be able to get in. So definitely go today. Go to allearsenglish.com/promotion to reserve your spot.
Awesome. Aubrey, everybody, we will see you in the web class. Bye.
Yes. See you there. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.